Ministers have been warned that ever higher train fares risk driving passengers off the railway, as a fresh increase of around 2.9% is expected to be confirmed today, coming after a decade in which fares have risen by double the rate of wages. It is desperately expensive. There now, of course, is the suggestion that some people will no longer ride the trains. Bruce Williamson is with Rail Future. Now, what is it that you and your colleagues in this campaign are suggesting or putting forward, Mr. Williamson? Good morning.
Well, we've seen evidence of this already, that season ticket sales have basically dropped, you know, that people are being deterred from using the railway. We have to put this in the context of passenger growth over the last 20 years. The number of people using the trains has doubled, but we're seeing that sort of levelled off. And it's pretty obvious, it's pretty inevitable, actually. If you keep increasing rail fares in real terms, which is what has happened, there comes a point where people will stop using the railway. It's undeniable.
I suppose some people do it for fun, to go on holidays, but most of people do it because they have to, Mr. Williamson. They have to commute to get to work. What are you suggesting they'll do?
Well, they'll either find another form of transport or find another job. You cannot keep taking an ever greater chunk of people's income in rail fares and expect it to... You know, it's just not sustainable. It can't go on like this, and the government has to change its policy. Most notably, they have to stop using RPI as the measure of inflation that they use for rail fares and change to CPI.
And what would the impact of that be?
Well, CPI generally is a lower figure, and the government always claims that, you know, it's its preferred measure of inflation. It's widely regarded as a more accurate and realistic measure of inflation.
Well, you're saying CPI, Consumer Price Index, is better.
That's right, as opposed to the Retail Price Index.
Go ahead,
Index. Which is largely discredited, and RPI is usually higher, but that's the one that is used for rail fare increases. And, you know, and because RPI, you know, is greater than people's rate of income growth, that's why I say it's taking an ever greater chunk out of people's income.
Lastly, do you really think it's that easy to, quote, change jobs or just get another form of transport if you're driving into a...
No, I don't think that people will do it lightly. But clearly, you know, if people are being hit in the wallet in a way that makes their lifestyle unsustainable, they will change their habits.
Grateful for your time, Bruce Williamson. Thank you.